Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Gary Butterfield here.
Oh, hey, Gary. I always look forward to your phone call.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. I was calling. I thought of, I was sleeping in bed, wearing my Grove robe.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
And I sat bolt upright because I realized like a huge oversight in our entire business model.
Oh, wow. You know, hit me, because I'm ready for...
I mean, I realize it's 2 a.m., but I had to call you because I dreamed this oversight.
It's okay. I don't sleep anymore.
Now that you have the sleep-away, keep-away system. But listen, we have a lot of products to our name. We are probably the two most prolific inventors in history, right?
Well, I don't want to be bragging, but yeah, that's probably true.
I'm just stating facts. Like, it's probably true. But there's a huge market that we've never really catered to.
I can't think of anything off of the top of my head. What is it?
Kids.
Shit.
There are more kids alive today than there were yesterday, right? Let me lay some statistics on you.
Dude.
Right? Every baby, 9 out of 10 babies grow up to be a kid.
Uh-huh.
Kids have some access to their parents' disposable income.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Cartoons are like commercials for kids.
Oh, geez, Gary, how did we not see this?
We must have been blind.
What are we going to do?
Well, I was thinking of a brand new product for the kids.
Yes, Gary, that's why I like you. You should come up with a problem, but you immediately have a solution. Hit me, Gary.
I'm a problem solver. So, listen, what do kids love?
Oh, geez. Breast milk?
They definitely do. I did well into my adult years, but it was a mistake then. I mean, it's learning.
Kids love to learn. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much learn all the time, right? Like, you do, like, kids sitting around, first time you farting in them, they're learning what a fart is. You know, the first time you hit a kid, they're learning what a hit is. You know, kids are constantly learning, you know. So so I was just thinking about, like, what do kids not know shit about?
Oh, gosh. Bathroom etiquette?
Huh? Well, sometimes there's been a big advancement in that. Like, as you know, one of our competitors recently came out with a sign that said, "If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the city." And that really helped with...
Isn't that the sign outside of the aquatorium?
I know. We have to pay them royalties.
Wow.
Unfortunately. Yeah, it sucks. But, they've made big advancements in children etiquette. You know, the aquatorium does its best to help with the wayward youth. The horse course helps with the youth that are also horses.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we're not teaching kids anything. That's why I came up with the Pocket Mondale.
Wow, okay. This is maybe the first product in a long time that I didn't completely know what it was just off of you telling me the name of it. So you're going to have to go into some more detail here.
Well, so first off, Pocket Mondale, it's a little bit of a clunky name. I've been kind of throwing some things around with the boys at the lab. We're thinking about shortening it to Pokemon.
Pokemon. I like that.
Pokemon.
I like that's real catchy, that's snappy, it's hip, it's cool. Kids like hip, cool, snappy things.
Mm-hmm. And they will love snapping their Pokemon to their backpack straps or to their Trapper Keeper.
Sure.
It is a small plastic Walter Mondale, and then when you push the button on the back, it tells you a Walter Mondale fact.
Wow. Okay. No, that totally makes sense. I don't know why I didn't think of that before.
So, like, here, let me bust out the prototype here real quick.
Okay.
Walter Mondale's middle name is Frederick.
Wow! That is a fact about Walter Mondale, yes.
And there's literally limitless facts about Walter Mondale, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, you know...
Mondale was born in Siloam, Minnesota.
This is both fun. I mean, who doesn't like to carry around a little piece of plastic that looks like Walter Mondale? I can't
mm-hmm.
It's educational, because it teaches you about Walter Mondale, America's greatest vice president.
He's the vice greatest president.
Yeah, exactly. He's also that. Yeah, and it teaches you words that you probably didn't know, like Nebraska.
Like Siloam, Minnesota.
Yeah, like Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Or Cylon?
Yeah, Cylon, Minnesota.
It gets kids into Battlestar Galactica. This is great.
Yeah. It's really, you know, I think this thing is going to have all the legs. Like, this thing is so good. And it has, you know, different categories. So when you twist Walter Mondale's head, it acts as a setting. It tells you what kind of category you want. So there's, like, the dry biographic information, right? So, like,
Mondale graduated from the University of Minnesota in 1951.
You can turn it to personal information, and you can have something like,
Mondale wrote a letter to his grandma every day until her untimely death in 1979.
Well, this is all very fascinating. Now, Gary, as you know, I'm a little bit of a fan of Walter Mondale. Let me see if I can stump this Pokemondale.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Does your pocket Mondale know that Walter Mondale, while serving as vice president, passed not one, but three separate bills banning tomato ketchup?
While serving as vice president, Walter Mondale passed not one, but three separate bills banning the sale of tomato ketchup.
Wow, okay.
Wow,
that is impressive. All right, let me try another one. Okay. In 1932, Walter Mondale was given the nickname of Buffy by his uncle. Do you know why that was, Gary?
Why is that?
It was because he was a big fan of buffing the wings of flies so they could fly better.
Well, let me flip to deep biographical information.
That is actually false, Braden.
It was
in 1934.
Oh, wow. So it knew, wow, that's impressive. That is very impressive.
Yeah, it's a really impressive piece of technology.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Pocket Mondale. How many rivers are named after Walter Mondale in the United States of America?
That is a trick question. There are three inlets and four fjords.
Damn it.
Huh? Yeah, you can't stump this thing.
I can't. That thing is a Mondale maniac.
It is a Walter Miracle Dale.
It is a Mondale Slopedia.
It is a Mondale Slopedia. Slopedia. There's also settings. So if you turn his head, you get different kinds of facts about, you know, different categories and everything like that. And we're thinking about implementing some new features and...
I've already implemented them. Try turning my feet.
Oh, okay. So if I turn his feet, what does this do?
That is my celebrity voice feature.
Yeah, so I've turned his feet. I've got it to dry biographic fact on the top. And then I've got his foot to a celebrity setting. It's not really marked. Let me see what it is. The Carter Mondale ticket defeated incumbent president. Gerald Ford.
There was a guy from Elf, right?
Yeah, it was Willie Tanner. Wow. Is there anything you can't do, Pocket Mondale?
No.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay, Pocket Mondale. Up until 1973, what was Walter Mondale's favorite food?
Here, let me turn his feet to a new setting.
Okay. Walter Mondale's food that was his favorite... was bananas and sugar plums.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, very impressive. Wow. Yeah, okay, now here's the real trick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did it change in 1973?
Ooh. Let me switch around his settings here. Here we go. Well, Walter Domdale didn't know about cinnamon until then. Hey.
Yeah.
He discovered cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah. Wow. This is fantastic. And
it's a straight upgrade from sugar.
Sorry, that was a very good Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you.
Oh, you set it back to normal. Okay. Oh, Gary, this is a really amazing tool, but like, boy, how do I want to put this? The first kid who gets this on his neighborhood, you know, is going to inspire mm-hmm. the other kids to get the pocket Mondales. But then they're going to have all the Mondale facts. Like, then that first kid's going to want to try to one-up the other ones. What are his options? Do these things do anything else? Do they grow?
I'll field that one, Gary. I am already evolving.
What do you mean by that?
I can evolve into many different things. Here I provided you a list.
There's a printer under his neck like a Pez dispenser.
That's really awesome.
Here, let me fax it to you real quick. We can read some of these off.
Okay.
So it looks like the Pokemon can evolve.
The Pokemon?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Pokemon. We had to be very careful with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, I see here it turns into the Pikachu-man?
Yeah, it looks like it depends on a bunch of different factors. It can turn into a Pikachu-man. It can turn into a Nancy Pelosi duck.
Franklin Delano Jigglypuff?
Sure, if you buy a specific... So I'm thinking we can sell these special stones, you know, so you kind of choose which one you want. Like, you go into the store and you go, Mommy, give me a fire stone! And then you get yourself a Bob Dolezard.
Nice. Or a Bulbaford?
Yeah, Bulbaford with a plant stone, or you get the psychic stone and get Kadabraham Lincoln.
Yeah, or you get some sort of, like, horse stone and it would become Genghis Kongus Khan.
Yeah, different like characters from history. You don't have to all be, specific now. Like get a rock stone and get a Geodude Washington.
Yeah, Geodude Washington, one of our first presidents.
Yeah, or let's say one of the many. And what if, let's say, you're into women politicians? You can get a Hillary Rushoram Clinton.
What if I want to get a pacemaker stone and turn it into Dick Chansey?
Yeah, Dick Chansey, or let's say you want other villains from history, you can have Adolf Hitmonchan,
or
Mao Tse Licky Tongue,
or Pol Potawag,
Mussolini. And if you do get that Bob Dolezard, and your Bob Dolezard can evolve into a Carlizard Rove, or let's say you're not into violence, you can get a Machatma Gandhi.
Very nice.
Yeah, so many different options. You know, you buy these special stones. You take your Pokemon home, and it's time for learning, it's time for fun, and then you can battle them in an arena we can sell separately.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a best idea. I like this battle arena a lot. You could take
the presidential arena.
Yeah, you could look like the floor of Congress, and you could just have them fight it out.
You know,
Kadabraham Lincoln versus Machatma Gandhi, and there they go, fighting it out.
Yeah, using all their moves up until their PV points are gone, and all the time, just yelling out facts about their various people in different celebrity voices. So you get out your Machatma Gandhi, and you press the button, and it says,
"Hunger strikes are the worst, Batman." It was Bane from the movie The Dark Knight Rises.
And it's something that Machatma Gandhi would say. Absolutely. And then your Kadabraham Lincoln, you can push the button on his back, and he might answer, "Slavery's wrong, you filthy vegan."
Wow. Jack.
Yeah, there's... Nicholas. Yeah, exactly. Christian Slater.
Christian Slater,
but,
they're the same.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
It's so many options. It's fully customizable. Kids love to collect. They love to buy things. They love sentient toys. Like, everything about this is going to make us money, 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 money.
Ted DiBiase.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Do you think we could get, can you real quick just like throw this by Groban and see if we can get an endorsement?
Yeah, let me call him up real quick.
Okay.
Josh, what do you think?
Grobmeister, what do you, lay it on us.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
Thank you, Mr. Groban.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Man, that voice. Every time.
I love Josh Groban.
Now, was that the Pac Mondale, or did Walter Mondale actually love Josh Groban?
I don't know anymore. And which is mildly troubling, but I also think that creating this will lead to opportunities in the future.
Yeah, there is no downside to having some sort of sentient toy that you give to your children. That's ever evolving.
I can't think of one. I'm glad you're on board. It looks like the Pokemon has already started production on itself over in the corner. It's a little bit like Gremlins. I made a mistake and I got him wet.
Okay.
So, you know, unfortunately, there's more of them now. But that's the production costs are low. Water is expensive, but maybe we can cut it with some Pepsi Thick and chlorine and actually add it to them and see if that will create, maybe more powerful and more, you know, ambitious products.
Yeah, we can make it work.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're on board.
Yeah, absolutely I'm on board. This is a great idea.
Thank you, thank you. I think so, too. I mean, to be honest, he thought of it. So, I just wanted to, I didn't mean to take credit or anything, Mr. Mondale. We'll start production.
Okay.
Okay, and,
good. I can't wait. So, good night to you, Gary, and good night to you, mm-hmm. Pac-Mon.
Woo! Sweet dreams, Brayden.
He said sweet brain, dreams. He's cute. I'm going to get him a little grove robe.
Well, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Well, good night, Brayden.
Adios. I met Griffin McElroy once, and we had a long discussion about neck fighting.
Yeah?
And how you would go about neck wrestling someone.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice moment.